What if you could make fresh, delicious meals at home without the stress of planning, prepping, or cleaning up? Introducing Tavala. Tavala is a first-of-its-kind meal service that makes eating well effortless. By combining a countertop smart oven with delivered meals, just scan a QR code to cook dinner. First, choose from a variety of chef-crafted meals delivered weekly to your door. When you're ready to eat, just do 1 minute of easy prep. Next, scan your meal's QR code with the Tavala Smart Oven. While the oven automatically switches between modes and temperatures for the perfect cook, just sit back and relax. Your food's ready in 25 minutes or less. No shopping, no chopping, no cleanup. Simplify mealtime today with Tavala. Go to Tavala.com now to save $150 on a Tavala Smart Oven when you agree to order meals 6 times. That's TOVALA.com. Promo applied automatically at checkout. Tavala. Eat well effortlessly. Tavala.com.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The Signal Storm Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dennis Quaid. I've been concerned about this glaring issue with our country's civilian infrastructure since I first learned about it 10 plus years ago. I'm pleased to take a role in this important project. This is a very serious situation, but it's imminently fixable. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. But let me tell you, this movie can and will have a happy ending.
The beginning of the documentary, Grid Down, Power Up. The actor, Dennis Quaid, unlike most of Hollywood, very concerned about the safety and security of our country, wants to make sure that your children live to see another sunrise, unlike the majority of Hollywood, a man who cares about the survival of our nation. And he has identified our crumbling infrastructure. Now, for those of you who have not tuned on to past Salcedo Storm podcasts, the documentary, which, by the way, is free, 55 minutes, and there's a 12-minute edited version that gives you basically everything you need to know. Grid Down, Power Up. This threat is real, and there are some things I want you to consider. We, as you heard, Dennis Quaid has had this on his brain for at least 10 years. And there have been others who have had this on their brain for a lot longer than that. That our electric grids, the East Coast, the Texas grid, and the West Coast, they are vulnerable. They are vulnerable. I don't know if you guys remember this, but just a few months ago, there was an attack in North Carolina where somebody, still haven't caught them, somebody shot up a substation, knocking 40,000 people out of power just by firing bullets into a substation. Now, what would happen if, a significant number of those 1.2 million illegal aliens that Beijing Biden allowed into this country and the Democrats allowed into this country got their hands on some firearms and decided to do a simultaneous attack on substations? By the way, you're going to learn that there are very few substations you would have to take down in the United States to cause a complete grid collapse. Now, that's just one. Terrorism is one threat that our grid faces. What about an all-out attack from a nation state? What about an all-out attack, either a nuclear device or an EMP device? Now, keep that in mind for a second, but I want to give you the ramifications of if/when this happens. According to estimates, the United States population will be reduced by 90%. 90%. Why? Because when an EMP or the power grid collapses, it will cause such a catastrophic loss. You won't get water. You won't have money. If it's an EMP device, nobody's going to be driving anywhere. No deliveries will be going to your local stores. And if it's a regular good old-fashioned terrorist attack that takes out the substations, your stores won't be able to store food anyway. At least not cold food. So, folks, a terrorist attack would be the best case scenario. It would still be years until we got the grid back up again, even if it was a terrorist attack taking out those substations. And in that time, you have no water pumps, you have no water sanitation. What happens to the diseases that we wiped out here in this country? They all come roaring back. Now, I want you to put that in context, that your elected leaders, both on the national level and on the state level, have known about this vulnerability for decades. And they've sat on their asses and they've done nothing while they continue to write checks for Ukraine, while they continue to allow illegal aliens to stream in and take advantage of your taxpayer money. We can't, those illegal aliens coming here to the United States, we can't even protect them from what might be coming. And doesn't that put the communist China spy balloon in proper context? As you all are aware, CBS News reporting and others reporting that Beijing Biden and his pro-China regime tracked that balloon from its launch over in communist China, tracked it across the Pacific, and then said, hey, let's let the damn thing into our airspace. And they did. And they let it spy for a week. Then they finally shot it down. And just this last weekend, they called off their search because it's a lot harder. And Joe Biden made sure it was over water so it couldn't be recovered. He made sure of it to protect communist China. Now, what if something else had been on board rather than surveillance equipment? From the Washington Examiner, China spy balloon exposes U.S. vulnerability to EMP attacks. A 200-foot balloon from China entered U.S. airspace over Alaska, floated all the way across the nation and over the Carolina coastline before it was finally shot down by the U.S. military. The United States says the vessel was a high-altitude surveillance balloon. China says it was a civilian weather balloon. There's no such thing, by the way, folks, as civilian. In communist countries, it's all run by the government. It's all government. So, and of course, you all know left-wingers, communists, they lie. They always lie. If the object was indeed a weather balloon, it is odd that its off-track path took it over specific sensitive military bases. If instead it was merely a surveillance balloon, that is relatively good news considering the alternatives. There is speculation this device was spying on critical targets or collecting information relating to our national defense, but it could just as easily have contained a nuclear device. And that could have been used to deliver a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse, which would have destroyed our electric infrastructure, rendering most electronic devices unusable. For those of you who don't know, an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, can be caused by a device that emits such a thing or a nuclear explosion. That balloon was capable of carrying a suitcase nuke at altitude. You know, if this thing was floating around at 61,000 feet at altitude, it could have knocked out the entire U.S. grid, East Coast, West Coast, and Texas, because your lawmakers have been irresponsible. Your lawmakers have made sure that we are not protected. What is the name of this publication? This is the National Interest, the Chinese spy balloon's hidden threat to America. Not so hidden. Democrat lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, all incredibly concerned that we have a pro-China regime that would have allowed this balloon to waft right into our airspace. The China spy balloon entered U.S. airspace undetected, allegedly, but now we know differently. If one is not concerned with multitude thousands of China warheads holding at risk U.S. military capabilities and major American cities, one might contemplate Mike Pillsbury's testimony before the U.S.-China Security Review Commission that warned China could use electromagnetic pulse weapons against the United States electric grid with catastrophic results. And what is very efficient and surreptitious method of bringing an EMP weapon over America's heartland? As the late EMP expert Dr. Peter Pry explained numerous times, a key means of delivering such a weapon would be a balloon. Who knows this? Democrats. Who allowed this to happen? Who allowed Communist China to gather all this great information about an effective way to deliver a killing stroke to our people? And leaving, by the way, might I add, folks, the land, all of our land here that China desperately wants to feed its people and to expand communism and slavery all over the globe. They could knock us out. We would a 90% death rate because Americans would by and large be crippled and most of us dead. And those who are left would be a great slave population for the invaders of communist China, all set up by the likes of Joe Biden. More discussion on this with a military man up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
My friends, as your liberty-loving Latino, I want to protect my country, which sets me apart from Democrats. So let's talk about protecting our country with Brigadier General Blaine Holt. He's an Air Force veteran, C-17 commander, tech entrepreneur, and co-founder of Restore Liberty. He's also a Newsmax contributor. General, welcome.
Chris, it's great to be with you.
Right back at you, my friend. Look, let's talk about the narrative the biased press and the White House wants us to buy. The White House and the Pentagon are saying with a straight face that we have four objects that have flown into U.S. airspace and Canadian airspace that we've shot down. But we have no idea what they are. So let me ask you this. Is it part of our aviators' training that you are to lock onto a target, you have no idea what it is, and shoot it out of the sky? Is that part of their training?
No, that does not sound like the rules of engagement I remember.
I see.
I'm sorry.
I see. So when the administration says we have no idea what we're shooting at, tell us militarily why that is complete and utter BS.
Well, because we've got very specific protocols for identifying what the target is that we're going after and why we're going after it. Every single pilot that takes a shot with a missile knows those things before they take that shot. In fact, what we call the kill chain has a lot of folks connected to that missile shot, including targeting lawyers, law of armed conflict people, the commander behind the missile shot. The captain in that jet is merely delivering the mail. But there is a long trail of folks that know exactly what they're shooting at. And so what really undermines this credibility and what gets Americans nervous is, you know, instinctively Americans know that the United States military knows what it's doing. So when you get this messaging, you're like, what are you doing? This doesn't, we don't believe you because we have seen an altogether different military, that's our military, operate in all these terrible zones over the last 30 years. So none of this makes sense.
None of this makes sense. When you heard that an errant missile, that one of the missiles that were fired over the Great Lakes, over Lake Huron, when you heard that one of them went errant and missed the target, the second one hitting whatever the target was, what was your... My first thought, I got to be honest with you, is this is what happens when you have an anti-military regime, an anti-American regime that de-emphasizes properly equipping our military, de-emphasizes training, the training hours in that seat. Am I wrong or am I on the right track there?
No, you're saying the same thing that a 35-year-old 35-year service two-star general would say. We have lost our way on respect for the mission, and the mission being the most important thing. The mission is what brings the military together, and so this DEI garbage, getting away from the meritocracy of the military, doing this woke stuff, focusing on pronouns. vax mandates, utter failures of our leadership breaking faith with the soldiers in Afghanistan. This is where you get to this destabilization of our readiness. And when we chuck a $400,000 missile into Lake Huron, trying to get a target that is not opposing us, that is not firing back at us, I think it's emblematic of what has happened and where the recruiting and the retention numbers are right now.
Let me ask you if you've heard, because there are reports out there that, and Karine Jean-Pierre, the mindless new brain of Joe Biden, was asked yesterday about this. Have any of the American companies, private sector, have they stepped up to claim that they have missing balloons? The summary is this. Many people believe that Joe Biden's administration, in an effort to look tough, started firing at our own stuff. Have you been hearing anything from your sources inside the military that says, oh, yeah, we're targeting weather balloons, U.S.-made weather balloons?
I have heard that. I find that also kind of spurious and tough to believe, because I'm always the guy who's sitting there going, I'm sorry, if you're trying to make that big a crime scene, people are going to talk. And so if I'm Billy, the weather balloon guy, and I'm putting up my balloon to be shot down, then eventually I'm going to go find a microphone and go, you won't believe this stuff. And then where are the weather services who are saying, you shot down my $2 million airborne laboratory? I'm a little upset about it. And then there was that nonsense floated about possible ET or UFO, and it's like, well, last I checked, the Martians did not have the same type of balloon technology that we have, and if they look the exact same, maybe we should probably question that one a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and that actually leads me to my next question. Brigadier General Blaine Holt is our guest right now, folks. He is a Newsmax contributor, because just like with the China virus vaccine revelations that, you know, we have individuals who are dropping dead, who are young, of myocarditis, and the biased press to save face and left-wing politicians to save face are saying, well, that's anything except for one thing. They're saying that these balloons, these incursions into our airspace, is anything and everything from ET to unidentified flying objects. Anything but who you and I both know it is, communist China. Is this administration protecting communist China or their own incompetence, in your view?
So the circumstantial evidence indicates that is exactly the case. You know, we're not carping back at them. In fact, the Chinese, we canceled that after the first balloon, we canceled that trip where Secretary Blinken was supposed to meet with Wang Yi, their foreign minister. Mm-hmm. And then, look at this. 4 days later, they're going to meet anyway. They're just going to meet at some other, I guess, the Munich Security Conference or something like that. But they are not able to explain why they're always covering for China. I wrote an op-ed about this a couple of days ago, and I have another one coming out today, that really we're underestimating not an adversary or a competitor. We're underestimating an enemy at our own peril right now.
Yep.
And they've got a network of over 10,000 spies in America working every single element of our society, whether it's universities, technology labs, our military, our government. And then they're killing us, 100,000 a year with their fentanyl program and the cartels. And yet we turn a blind eye because Wall Street has so many interests there. And the music is going to stop, because behind the scenes, China itself is imploding. They've got more problems than they know what to do with. And you would say, well, then why are they posing such a problem to us? It's because the CCP has their backs to a corner, and now they're looking at their U.S. friends, however they became friends. We can all speculate what that is, laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But they are throwing a Hail Mary pass. They're trying to appear strong when they're really weak, and their desperation could come at great expense to Americans.
Well, you know, Antony Blinken, I hear that he's kind of into this thing, you know, the abuse thing. That's just a salacious rumor. But you remember the last time he sat down across from communist China, they made him look like a silly little boy. And I guess he's into that kind of thing. But anyway, the op-ed that you penned, wonks Ivy League national security types endanger U.S. It was a Newsmax op-ed. And in it, you describe that it's these Ivy League individuals who have no real world experience that are basically putting this country at risk. But I would also add to that list, and maybe you got into this follow-up op-ed that maybe you get into that it's not just those people. It's individuals who have been through various intelligence stings, honeypot operations, with the Hunter Biden laptop and the influence peddling scheme that they are entrapped in, both Bidens, all the Biden family, that it's individuals who are really ideologically more aligned with communist China than they are with the United States of America, also putting the U.S. in danger. Fair?
Oh, that's very fair. And, nobody should underestimate the depth at which the Chinese will go, the CCP. And I really try to say CCP more, because I will tell you, being a kid who grew up in Hong Kong as an expat, the Chinese people are absolutely amazing and wonderful, and we should all say a prayer for them because they're prisoners in their own country.
Yep.
But the CCP will stop at nothing. So if it means getting you into a compromising position while you're at a conference someplace, if it means bribes, they'll do anything. I mean, what was incredulous to me was the credible reporting that a member of the Congress's House Intelligence Committee was actually in conjugal relationship with a PLA officer. Just absolutely makes sense to me, but then we don't do anything about it, and it makes you then look back and go, well, if the rest of you are not going to hold this guy to account, what are your problems? How are you compromised?
Right.
And it's time for us to wake up and say, this is going to stop right now, because this is going to a very, very dangerous place.
I can't recall Joe Biden or Mitch McConnell or, frankly, very many lawmakers. Well, Ted Cruz has come out openly talking about Eric Swalwell and his relationship with Fang Fang. So there are individuals who are taking a stand who we can all assume were not compromised by communist China. And then there are those right. who are curiously silent. I'm looking at you, John Cornyn. I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
Mitch
absolutely.
McConnell. Yeah.
And we don't care about whether you're Republican or Democrat. That train left the station a long time ago.
Yes.
We the people are just very generally upset that we don't see folks championing America in the swamp. What we see them doing is trying to buckle down the status quo no matter what happens. Look at Ohio. That may be the Chernobyl of the United States of America
right?
happening right before our very eyes. And then you and Houston had a derailment, and then you had one at the same time in South Carolina. We've got hundreds of food processing facilities that have been damaged or destroyed. We've had refineries that have been damaged or destroyed. At what point does someone in a leadership role step back and say it's likely America's already been in war for a couple of years now?
Yeah, we're already under attack. Not to mention the 1.2, now probably more than that, 1.2 million illegal aliens who are gotaways.
Yeah.
With an 800% increase, over 800% increase of Chinese nationals being stopped at the border. Gordon Chang, who I know you know very well, surmises that a lot of these people are trained China military. Who knows how many foreign enemies and adversaries have gained access to America because Joe Biden and the Democrat Party doesn't give a damn about protecting us anymore.
Let me remove a little bit more of your sleep during the night. The Chinese, the PLA, have a system in their cargo ships. You know, they have most of the cargo ships in the world. And now they've developed a system in their container ships where they've actually camouflaged them so that they can hold military forces on board while they're sitting there waiting to get into L.A. Harbor.
Yep.
And they've got cruise missile systems that sit in the containers that are on top of the ships that can be just raised. So, in effect, you don't know that there's not warships encircling the United States right now.
Right now, exactly. With troops on board or with missile strike capability to take out our defenses at the drop of a hat, because you've got Mayor Pete Buttigieg worried about too many white guys on construction sites. You've got Mitch McConnell tripping all over himself to fully fund 87,000 new IRS agents to target us. It seems that this is a bipartisan affliction trying to arrest the American people under the servitude of a government just to mirror, to look just like communist China. And that leads me, General, to my next question. By the way, Brigadier General Blaine Holt is our guest. We were mentioning those who were compromised by communist China. And here's a guy who calls himself the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm sorry, God help us all. General White Rage Milley, who admitted to a phone call with Communist China where he admitted that he assured them that if President Trump were to launch an attack, that he would tip off Communist China. Now, I am struck by, speaking of compromised individuals, I am struck by these recordings of these telephone calls are recorded on both ends, China and America, because we have so many reprobates and degenerates in America's government. They will never release the recording so we could hear just how traitorous, I believe, General Milley has been. But guess who also has that recording? China. So isn't this why General White Rage Milley is behaving the way he is behaving, making our unit cohesion go down, making our military effectiveness go down, and being so, welcoming and open-armed to our communist enemy?
It's a strong possibility. Without due process, I wouldn't be one to say that is what happened or that is what's happening, just being responsible. But what I would say is there is certainly a body of circumstantial evidence that requires those who have raised their hand and taken the oath to the Constitution to thoroughly look into that. And when are we going to see that? And this is where Americans on both the left and the right, just the rank and file Americans, look at what's going on and they just roll their eyes and say, who's there for us? And where does this actually lead? But what I would postulate is that because we have not taken care of the accountability required at a time when for two straight years the national security team has had 100% failures, we have absolutely got to hit the emergency brakes, and our people need to melt down Congress's switchboards, demand this accountability of this team, and say we're not going to do this anymore. And if DC is going to continue to do it, well, then the Article 5 invocation and the Convention of States project actually looks pretty darn good. We've Amen. Got 18 states, and we double it, we can short-circuit D.C. and go around them. Because what I can tell you about the 17 million vets, or most of them, they raised their hand, they swore an oath to the Constitution, they love their country, and their oath is without expiration, this vet included. And so when you see these things happen, you're like, okay, I see it. It's a rigged casino, both sides. So we're going to have to say this stops now.
Yeah, I think Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn ought to recognize, and Joe Biden and Chuck Toomer and Hakeem Jeffries ought to realize our military swear an oath to the Constitution, not to them. I think they ought to realize that. That brings me to my last question, because those lawmakers I mentioned have colluded and conspired to make our military, as I noted, less effective, less populated, divided with critical race theory and the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism they're introducing.
Yeah.
Give us, because I know that you talked to a lot of people who are still in, patriots who are still in, give us your assessment. What is the status of readiness of our military, its equipment, its funding, its ammunition, and troop levels?
Right. So all of those numbers and facts and figures are classified. But what I will say is, just to generally characterize what I hear from folks who are on active duty now, there's a general sense of deep, deep concern. What I would urge, especially when we're rearming Ukraine, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't be supporting Ukraine. I'm just saying you do understand we've still got to defend the United States of America while we give out these arms. And you had the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, 2 days ago in public state that the fulfillment of ammo orders from the ammunition makers now goes from 12 months to 28 months. I'm not sure I feel comfortable with them actively publicly acknowledging that, but at the same time, citizens in Europe and citizens here should be asking the question, are we okay? And I think there needs to be classified hearings in Congress to give the military a chance to prove that we have the ability to fight tonight.
Well, as you are well aware, Mitch McConnell made a statement to the effect that the most important thing that Republicans care about is not making sure that America is defended. He believes the most important thing, Mitch McConnell said, was defending Ukraine. So
that sounds like a man who doesn't fear the ballot box, which is another thing that Americans are getting super interested in, is we reject this notion of what's characterized as the big lie. And we're just going to have to insist that we've got free and fair elections. But the folks like Senator McConnell who don't fear a ballot box will easily say things bombastically like that. They obviously say these things with impunity. And what we're saying in the nation is that's got to stop. It's got to stop immediately.
Amen to that. General, I appreciate the time. Blaine Holt, everybody. Brigadier General Blaine Holt. Make sure you check out his offerings at Newsmax. These they're very insightful, and I think they notify every American who gives a damn about what we're up against. Sir, appreciate your service.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Chris.
If we lose this way of freedom of ours, said the great Ronald Reagan, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. Folks, don't let this be you. Don't sit there and tell yourself you can't do anything. Don't sit there and tell yourself you can't prevent what they're trying to do to you and your family. Get involved. Now is the time. Get educated. Get informed. Couple of places you can do that. Number one, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where informed Texans and those who want to be informed, like Texans, outside of our great state go to get informed. News and information you won't get anyplace else, right there at TexasScorecard.com. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Although we're not a news aggregator there, you can track us down on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There is an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Also, you can track us down on Newsmax TV. The show kicks off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, and goes until 5 on Newsmax TV. And folks, while you're there, you're going to see some fantastic guests, and you're going to see some guests on the Chris Salcedo show you won't see normally get covered. We try to give voice to those Americans who are trying to stop government's harm to our people. That's part of our mission on the Chris Salcedo show. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
AT&T Fiber presents a straightforward moment inspired by straightforward pricing.
And now we just cube the pancetta as such.
So what's on the menu tonight?
This carbonara I found online. It's fire. You gonna love it, Mom.
I hope you hold on to this AT&T Fiber, son. It's nice.
Yeah, you should settle down now that you're a good gillionaire.
Oh, I am. I finally found the one internet I've been looking for my whole life.
So, no more one-year stands?
Nah, I'm done with all that. With AT&T Fiber, there's no price increase at 12 months.
What about equipment fees?
Nope.
Those were never any good for you.
Exactly. But now, everything's completely straightforward.
Well, in the spirit of being straightforward, I never liked any of your old ones.
Me neither. Blah.
Y'all never told me that.
But we're being straightforward now, which feels good, yeah?
Yeah. Now let's get straightforward about that girl he's been seeing.
Straightforward is better. No equipment fees, no data caps, no price increase at 12 months. Live like a gagillionaire with AT&T Fiber. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.